آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
سنندا تب 9 سال کی تھیں جب انہیں پتا چلا کہ وہ اپنے ماتا پتا کی گود لی بیٹی ہیں، اور پتا بھی چلا اچانک۔ وہ اپنے پاپا کے ساتھ امریکی ایمبیسی گئی تھیں ویزا کے لیے اپلائی کرنے۔
And we went to the US embassy because we were going on a trip to the US, and my brother didn't come because he had some exams in school. And my brother and I both have Indian passports, but our parents have Thai passports. So when my dad handed our 4 passports to the immigration officer at the US embassy, he asked why we had different passports than our parents. And then my dad tried to whisper it, and said that we were adopted, but I heard, of course, because I was a very curious kid.
Sunanda ko fusfusa kar kahi gayi wo baat aaj bhi yaad hai.
And so I heard him say we were adopted, and I was like, what? What did you say? Did you say I was adopted? And he was uncomfortable talking about it right then, so he said, no, it's just something we say. But I got suspicious and I was like, what do you mean something you say?
9 saal ki bachchi is baat ka yakeen hi nahi kar saki. Woh daudte hue apne maa ke paas gayi, par maa ne bhi wahi kaha aur phir bua ne bhi. Sunanda ko god liya gaya tha.
I remember crying a lot, but then my mom took me shopping. I think, and she bought me a little present, and then by the time I got home, it was something I was excited about because it was a secret I thought only I knew.
سنندا سچترکل میلبرن میں رہتی ہیں۔ بتانے کو ان کے پاس اتنی ساری پہچان ہے۔ وہ ایک کامیڈین ہیں، سملینگک ہیں، مائیگرنٹ ہیں، اور اپنے ماتا پتا کی گود لی گئی بیٹی ہیں۔ ان کے پنجابی ماتا پتا تھائی لینڈ میں رہتے ہیں، اور 1970 کے دشک میں انہوں نے بھارت سے 2 بچوں کو گود لیا تھا۔ 15 سال تک جب ان کا اپنا بچہ نہیں ہوا تو انہوں نے گود لینے کا فیصلہ کیا۔ تب دلی کے ایک اناتھالیہ سے پہلے ایک لڑکا گود لیا گیا، اور قریب 4 سال بعد وہیں سے سنندا کو گود لیا گیا۔ تب سنندا صرف 15 دن کی تھی۔ اس کے لیے وہ ہمیشہ اپنے ماتا پتا کی شکر گزار ہیں۔
First thing I can say is I'm so grateful because I constantly think about the life I would have possibly lived, perhaps lived, if I wasn't adopted, which is the fate of a lot of children. I speak fluent English. They sent me to a fantastic international school. I've traveled to so many places. I've had so many enriching life experiences that would have been impossible for me if I was.
پر اس اچھی قسمت اور شاندار زندگی کے باوجود کچھ سوال ہیں جو سنندا کا پیچھا کبھی نہیں چھوڑتے۔
When you're adopted, the first thing you think of is, why did my birth parents leave me? Why was I abandoned?
اس سوال کے جواب کی تلاش وہ آج بھی کر رہی ہیں۔ کچھ سال پہلے وہ دلی کے اس اناتھالے میں بھی گئی تھی۔
So the orphanage, I finally went to visit the orphanage in my mid-20s, and my parents took me. We went to Delhi for a visit, and we went to the orphanage, and it was a very upsetting and emotionally heavy experience. I remember crying a lot, and they were explaining to me that there's a crib outside that's attached to a bell at the gate, which made it easy for people to
just leave
a baby in there if they needed to, and that way it would be anonymous.
So it's actually there, because we have seen it in Hindi films. It's actually there.
Yeah. And I think that's important, because I'm sure there's a lot of shame and guilt with having to give up your baby.
Is yatra ne unke khayalon mein basi maa ki chhavi ko tod diya aur Sunanda ko sach ke dharatal par la khada kiya.
When I was a kid, I used to, you know, fantasize and think, oh, maybe my mom was a young princess who, you know, got pregnant young and early and couldn't keep the baby. Of course, but now, you know, after I've visited Delhi and things, I think, I don't know, most likely somebody was unable to take care, or, you know, maybe a mother, my mom had died during childbirth because, you know, she didn't have access to health, proper health care, or maybe it was a result of rape.
सुनंदा कहती हैं कि उनकी माँ ने जिस तरह इस पूरी बात को संभाला है वो बहुत अच्छा था. उन्होंने सुनंदा को समझाया कि गोद लेने का अर्थ होता क्या है.
So for me, I think my mom handled it. I don't remember the details of our conversation, but I just remember her really stressing that they really, really wanted us, and that's why, you know, and to adopt children. The way she explained it to me, so I would feel okay about it, was to adopt children takes so much more effort and time and dedication that you must really, really want a kid to make that much effort. So she was trying to reassure me of how much they loved me to go through all that they went through in order to adopt. And then she explained that, you know, some people have children accidentally without even trying. So I think that made me feel a lot better, made me feel wanted.
और सुनंदा भी अपने माँ पापा को बहुत मानती हैं. वो सोच ही नहीं सकती कि कोई और उनके माता पिता होते.
In fact, I feel more grateful, but I don't feel as if I owe my parents anything anymore. But I think I would assume that's how other kids feel. Like, I feel like they are my parents. I can't imagine anybody else being my actual parent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love them any less, of course. I feel like there's a lot of them in me. Of course, I wonder sometimes, you know, when my cousins say they all have the same nose or they all look similar. Sometimes I wonder who I look like.
तो अब जबकि सुनंदा सचित्रा कुल मेलबर्न में अपने पार्टनर के साथ रहती हैं और उनके सामने माँ बनने का सवाल आता है तो वो अक्सर उलझ जाती हैं. The concept of blood relationships. What's that then? And what do you feel about them?
I think so. I used to, before I had a partner, I actually was quite against things like you know, in vitro fertilization or surrogacy for pregnancies, because I was so pro adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if people cannot naturally and easily have their own child, they should pursue adopting a kid, because it gave me such a beautiful, wonderful life. And there's so many kids out there who don't have parents who would really benefit from a loving home. And I haven't felt different from other kids. In fact, like, I felt so incredibly loved by my parents that I think adoption should be everyone's first alternative to being able to have their own kids, or even in substitution for having your own kids. I used to push for adoption because I thought, if you tried so hard to have your own kid, is it because you think your genetics are so superior that they need to be replicated, or
mm-hmm.
you know, or is it such a sign of vanity to want a little you running around? But now that I have a partner, I understand that desire more to have like a physical embodiment of you and your partner running around.
पर इन सारे सवालों के बीच सुनंदा की एक खूबी है, मजाक. वो किसी भी बात पर मजाक कर सकती हैं और कहती हैं कि उनके पास तो मजाक करने के लिए इतनी सारी चीजें हैं, जैसे कि वो गे हैं और गोद ली हुई गे हैं.
I just started doing a new joke about like being adopted and then my parents finding out I'm gay and then my mom goes back to the orphanage and tries to return me claiming that I'm a defects product because they thought that they were adopting a girl who they'd married to a boy from a good family, probably their family because not blood related, bonus points. And then that we would give them a grandchild, but instead I keep trying to impregnate women quite unsuccessfully.
Sunanda hans deti hain, par is hansi mein kya us rulai ko suna ja sakta hai jo unhe aksar hi aa jati hai?
The bond between a mother and child, yes, it can begin from when you are carrying that child in your womb. But that also shouldn't discount the years you spend raising your child. Like that's, I think, the real bond. And I think that bond is thicker than blood.
लाइक करें, शेयर करें या कमेंट करें, SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर फॉलो करें।